Well, hello, hello, happy Sunday. This is Jessica Thompson at Impactfully Jessica. So glad you're hanging out with me today. For many of you, you may have already attended church services, if that's your thing. For me, I am a 1 o'clocker. Yes. So I absolutely love attending. And I decided a while back that I have to do what I can do. And so for me, the way I work my Sundays, I do a lot of other things in the morning and then we head on out to church. So I will be leaving here shortly and continuing on with you all later in the day. But I wanted to kind of set the tone for us today. We're going to be talking about how to use your career to catapult your comeback. That is where I last left off yesterday. And I appreciate your thoughts and comments on the topic as well. And so as we get moving on this Sunday, I also want to know what you're sipping on. Like, what is your favorite coffee? If you see over at Women of Impact, the whole coffee thing is really something that we are heavily into. We love sipping on our lattes. Let me just say that I love that my church gets free coffee. Sorry, just side note plug there. I love that they give out the free coffee. And shout out to the liquid creamer. I just had to take a pause. Call in, what's your favorite liquid creamer? If you're in leadership, if you're in the business world, it's just something that you do, right? Now, I will say that I went almost an entire year without coffee. I did it. I switched over to tea, like hot teas, and I really got into it. And I had like all these different flavors, and like my whole desk at work in my office is like was like filled with all these tea things, tea boxes. So I really found my I didn't really care for the total mint flavors. I was more of like some of the sweet ones, right? I think that's just coming. Like, that's just if you're heavy into coffee and you like the sweet kind, like, wait, maybe I'm not a real coffee drinker because I have to have creamer in it. I don't even care about the sugar, right? Just give me the creamer, like, give me some French vanilla, give me some hazelnut, right? Every now and again, I can go for a peppermint mocha flave, right? But just give me that and I'm good to go. It's like when I have that coffee, it's like, okay, team, here we go. We're going to be gelling today. What are our numbers saying? Did you have a great weekend? Oh, great. Glad you did. Let's keep it moving and let's hit it, right? Like, I can totally switch and go for so many hours. So unhealthy, right? It's not the way to go, but I am a coffee fanatic. I don't really remember. Oh, I think it was my transition to the entrepreneurial world that had me, like, I was still doing the tea thing, and then I started to shift back into coffee slowly, and then all of a sudden coffee just took over my life again. So the more when I'm focused on business, the coffee is just my thing, right? If I'm really focused on my health and I'm trying to do that, then yes, a green tea is always great. And that's where I need to lean to. So if your station is talking about like healthy teas and living more healthy, let me know. I'll definitely tune in. So as we get started, moving on today, again, our topic is how to use your career to catapult your comeback. Although we're talking light, it's a very serious focus, right? Because so many entrepreneurs are struggling with that concept. Right? You had this awesome career, you were dynamic, and now that you're an entrepreneur, it's like crickets, or it's like, oh my gosh, I don't understand why I was so great at one thing, yet I feel like I'm failing at another. So go ahead and call in with your questions. Let me know as we dive into this topic. Thank you.
Jessica, this is Toyana over at Tickles and Tots. Thank you so much for the shout out. I really appreciate that. And I want to welcome you to Anchor. I believe I found your station through a search on Anchor. And I am so happy to be a part of this amazing community. And I look forward to hearing what you have to say in your station. So again, thank you so much for the shout out and for stopping by to visit. I really appreciate that. So welcome again. Take care.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome back to Impactfully Jessica. Thank you so much for all the call-in love and hope you all had a fantastic Sunday. You are listening to the Impactfully Jessica show. I am your host, Jessica Thompson. It has been a day. So where I last left off, I was letting you all know that I am a 1 o'clock service attendee. We had a fantastic time. The message was all about being bold enough to be different, right? To stand out. And if you're listening to this, you may be a leader in your arena, right? In what you do, perhaps in a corporate setting or some sort of work environment, or you're leading teams, perhaps on the entrepreneurial side. Let's take network marketing. You're building teams. You really need to get everyone on board and behind your vision and your mission. Or perhaps you're a solo entrepreneur out there and you want to see yourself as a true leader. You want to make more effective business decisions. You're tired of feeling all scrambled and all over the place. You need to get yourself organized and you need to start showing up as an elite in your element, in what you do. So whatever is bringing you to Impactfully Jessica tonight, thank you so much for tuning in. So yes, I was listening to the message, the sermon earlier today, and I thought, wow, you know, that's exactly pieces of what it takes to really be a leader. A leader has to be different, can't just mix in with the crowd. Sometimes leadership can be it's a lonely road, right? I can recall many times where, you know, all of my employees are, they're going to hang out after work, or they're, you know, I'm hearing about their weekend where they all got together, and it's just something that, you know, I'm not allowed to do, right? That'd be fraternization, right? That's illegal in most corporate settings. And I was always in leadership. I've been in leadership ever since, really before I even finished college. I was already in leadership. And so every job, my whole career, my professional career has been in the world of leadership. And so today we're talking about how do you use your career, right? What you've done in your corporate world, in your job, and use that to catapult your comeback now that you are an entrepreneur. So let's really think about that. Number one, sit down and ask yourself, okay, how is it that I was this amazing, you know, business finance coach and or business financial analyst, excuse me, out in the career world, and now that I'm, you know, trying to show up in the world as a finance coach or maybe something completely different, it's just not going right. Well, honey, it's time to really sit down, think that through, and realign, restructure, reset, right? You did a fantastic job in what you were doing out there in the corporate world. When someone starts talking about those specific topics, you find yourself really being able to stand out in those conversations. Why? Because you're an elite in that area. It's your field of expertise. You know that industry, you know that department. And so when you look at now transitioning over to become an entrepreneur, you know, one of the things that irks me to the moon and back is when everyone wants to just be an entrepreneurial coach, right? They just want to coach, oh, you know, I'm going to help you build your business. I'm going to help you build your business. Okay, that's nice, but what in your background really, really says that that's where the lane that you should be flowing in? Let's take that financial analyst. Perhaps if she really stayed in her arena, right, and what she does best, she could actually train ladies who are entrepreneurs to better take care of their money. Yes, call in. I would like to hear your feedback. Let's do it. So as you call in, comment, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Why is it that so many entrepreneurs are trying to just be, quote, a business coach? Just as an example, it's so common, right? But I get it, because when you really start subscribing to other people's everything, right, to their newsletters and all of their freebie downloads, that's what it tells you to do, right? It's like, okay, you know, show up as this coach. And honestly, it's nowhere in that person's background. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? I do believe that people can turn a new leaf. I do believe that that arena can be learned. And guess what? As you go through this world of entrepreneurship, you do pick up a lot of skill sets, right? We can train people, you know, how to build a newsletter. Many of us have gotten extremely savvy on web design, right? I've built all of my sites from scratch, right? Like, that's something that I have become accustomed to. I know how to do that, right? It's not even painful for me anymore. I could probably train someone else a few things here and there. However, I could also refer them to a web graphic designer who is, that is his or her expertise area. And I could zone in with that person on what I do best, which is leadership, right? Performance management, effective communication in the workplace. My whole career has been about helping leaders excel, helping them not feel alone, right? Moving an employee from her day one experience to all of a sudden she's getting promotions, right? Helping teams gel and feel valued. If you're out there and you're in network marketing, or you're a entrepreneur who's now wanting to expand her team and start bringing in either volunteers or you're hiring, guess what? You've got to bring the value, right? You have to get people to understand what your mission and your vision is. And even if you're not there yet, if you start showcasing yourself as a leader in what you do right now, then you'll be ready whenever you have others reporting to you. The public might even think that you already do, because you are so strong in making effective decisions about your business. You're confident, and that confidence showcases you as a leader. So, back to the whole using your career, right? Call in, and I would love to hear what you were doing prior to the world of entrepreneurship. And are you actually now using that training and that expertise into and applying that into what you're doing now as an entrepreneur? So for example, let's take health and wellness. If you are a fitness trainer, personal trainer, health and wellness, you worked in that arena, then it would make direct sense as to why, or, you know, you're that fitness fanatic, right? In a good way, then it would make sense as to why now you're starting to really branch out there. And it's already hard enough to learn everything about being an entrepreneur, right? There's no drawer that you can open and all of the pamphlets and all of the marketing materials are there, right? The pre-made business card. You can't call corporate and say, hey, I need, you know, to order 500. No, right? You have to make every single thing yourself, or outsource that, right? Hopefully you can outsource. And so think about it. If you're a health, if that's what you do, and now you're going to go over to become a health and wellness coach, it makes sense. That's half the battle right there. you've already slayed that piece of it, right? You're all without having to learn that world plus learn entrepreneurship. It's just too much. And then we say, oh, well, why are entrepreneurs, you know, working 80 plus hours a week, right? We're just doing too many things, right? You're trying to learn too many lanes. So really something to think about there is, how are you going to use your career that you had to now catapult you and your comeback? We'll be right back. Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the Impactfully Jessica Show, where tonight we have been talking about using your career to catapult your comeback. We're going to wind it on down this evening, and as we do, let's talk about the catapulting your comeback piece, right? We talked a little bit about your career itself, right? And some of the things that you did in the past, right? Let's even go to some other examples, right? Of a car mechanic, right? If there's a car mechanic and he or she is working in an auto body shop and then decides to then launch his or her own auto body shop themselves, that makes sense, right? Now, they're going to have so much to learn about opening up their own business. All of a sudden, they're living in mounds and mounds of paperwork and all of these different security laws and safety rules that they have to follow and regulations. But the pieces that they're already an expert at are there. So when they start broadcasting that this is what they're doing, it starts to make sense, and people will say, yeah, you know what? I can see you doing that. Congratulations, sis. Congratulations, bro. And it starts to make sense, right? It's when we come really left field. Again, like I said before, not to say that you can't do it, but when you come really left field, start putting out there on social media, different things, always changing, right? I remember when I first started off as an entrepreneur, I was really, at the same time, I was really into health and fitness, right? And so I was working out. It's probably why I used the health and wellness example earlier, but I was really into it. And so someone was like, oh my gosh, you're so motivating. You know, you talk to all the ladies in the sauna. And really, those were leadership qualities that were just already embedded in me. But I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I'll try this out. And I decided to become a health and wellness coach. Okay, so that was completely left field for me, right? So here I am. I had clients. I was doing great with that part. But I was struggling putting together workouts, right? I had to enroll into online certification courses. I had to Google like how, you know, the different body movements, and I mean it was a hot mess. Why? Because I was not in my lane. Now, did others really see all of that? Probably not, but there was still probably questions like, wow, she, you know, went from, you know, high heel corporate diva to health and wellness coach. Like, that's interesting, right? And so it was like harder to reach an audience that's already familiar with me because I wasn't in my lane. So I say this not from someone who's new to this, right? I'm speaking from experience to say, hey, you can actually utilize the skill sets that you already have and then be a standout elite entrepreneur in that. So I now adore walking in my lane. So we're talking about the whole catapulting your comeback. Now you're ready. You know this stuff. It's time to start putting content out there. For me, I've decided that for my Impactfully Jessica brand, my crowd lives on Anchor. My crowd lives on LinkedIn. That's my top social focus platform. Why? Because I'm talking to those who are in the business world or who are standout elite entrepreneurs and who are ready to leverage their skill sets. So for me, LinkedIn makes sense. So putting out content on topics that you already know about makes you stand out as an elite. So I would love to hear your thoughts on tonight. Thank you for hanging with your girl. Make sure that you're tuned back in tomorrow for more here at Impactfully Jessica. Well, hello, caller. You are on air at Impactfully Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. It's Kathy Tibbles with WordPress Barista. I wanted to comment on your business coach topic and how many coaches there are out there. I think it's a wonderful thing that women want to support other women, of course, and that we have such a heart for helping people to get past the areas that we struggled in. I think we all feel like that. And the other thing is that I think there's a lot of mentorship that's missing in our society as a whole. And we all want to mentor those younger than us. We want to help them. And I think most of us would do well to be mentored, to find someone ahead of us a little bit in experience, in a goal that we are looking, aiming for, you know? But I'm not going to pay for a mentor is what I've decided. So when it comes to a coach, I'm definitely looking for the expert.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy, for your calling and your insight on mentor versus coach. I couldn't agree more, my dear. And I actually thought of you at church today as I was grabbing my free coffee and pumping my hazelnut liquid creamer. I thought, I wonder what the Miss WordPress barista drinks on Sundays. So you were mentioning that, hey, it's great to want to help people. It's great to want to give advice to those who have come after you. But look, you're not going to be paying for a mentor and for just hearing their advice. You're going to financially invest in a coach. And so I get what you're saying. I think that some may not fully understand the difference between the two. So that could be a topic that perhaps you'd like to dive into more. I know I would definitely tune in on your channel to hear that and advise others to do so as well. And I think it's a great topic, right? What is the difference between being a mentor and being a coach? Because like I said, I could give some tips all day long about, you know, how to develop a certain website or certain things like that, but that's out of my lane, right? So for me, I love doing mock scenarios on how to overcome objections, right? Getting to the gut and how to really help your employees excel, how to help your people believe in the vision just as much as you do. Those are things that are in my lane, right? So for me to help someone with fitness, to help someone with, you know, really anything dealing in this entrepreneurial world that is not about helping them excel their own skill sets and thoughts as a leader is really me doing a disservice to them because that's not my lane. Over at Women of Impact, I lead a sisterhood organization where I have a whole team, right, of experts who are in various lanes. I've got the blogging coach, right? Got the spirituality coach and the style and career, what to wear type coach, right? again, not my areas, right? I need people to show up on time and get her done. That's my area as a leader. So I thank you so much, Kathy, for your comments. Those of you listening, be sure to follow WP Barista, which is the WP stands for WordPress, for all things helping you really stand out and have your site really look like it should in branding, design, what's going to make it pop. So thank you so much for your call in.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.